It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this evening. The one and only Randy Bly from Lamb of God. How are you?
I'm all right, man. Chilling. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Here to celebrate the Ashes of the Wake 15th anniversary edition. So it's a new extended reissue. What do you reflect on when an anniversary reissue sort of gives you a snapshot of a period of your life?
You know, I don't really reflect on it much until people start asking me questions about it. And with this particular record, the thing that I remember the most about it really was that this is the first time I ever really got time to do vocals. Like everything else with the producer, everything else was just like our first two albums. It was just like, hurry up and get it done. You have like a day or a day and a half, literally. That was our first two albums. And then with the record before it, As the Palaces Burn, I recorded in the middle of the night with an engineer because our producer, Devin, had to sleep. So this was the first time I had dedicated time with me and a producer to record vocals, and I learned a lot about recording vocals and delivery and all that good stuff doing this album. Before, I was just kind of flying by the seat of my pants. So this, it was really an educational album for me.
Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Right now, a new tune from After the Burial. It's Behold the Crown. Full Metal Jackie, Randy Bly from Lamb of God on the show with us tonight. And Lamb of God is actively working on new music for the next album. What's foremost in your head right now in terms of what you want to say with these new songs?
I never speak about a new album until a new album is done, ever. So, you know, the other guys in my band talk about what they're doing. I don't speak. I don't kiss and tell. The baby isn't done yet, and, you know, when it's done, then I'll talk about it. But, as of right now, it doesn't exist, you know, so I don't speak on that.
Randy Bly with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. Still to come, Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed. Also, going to get to new music from Baroness, Hammerfall, more with Randy. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Randy Bly from Lamb of God on the show with us tonight. And Randy, the music we identify with when we're kids usually becomes intrinsic to us throughout life. As you're making music now or not, what still resonates with you as an influence?
God, like all the bands I listened to when I was a kid, from The Bad Brains to Misfits to Black Flag to, Animosity era, COC, all the hardcore and punk rock stuff I listen to, I still listen to this day. Then getting into sort of weirder music, some industrial, some goth music like Sisters of Mercy, Tones on Tail, Bauhaus, stuff like that. And a lot of dub reggae from the 70s, like dubbed out versions of Culture, Prince Farai, Big Youth, a lot of stuff like that. That's the stuff I listen to. And it still speaks to me to this day. That's why I still listen to it. On the punk rock side of things, it's kind of interesting because I'm friends with all the bands that I listened to in high school now, really. it's kind of a neat situation. And I've gotten to know them as human beings and gotten to express to them how much that music means to me. So it still means a lot to me. Still listen to it to this day.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Randy Bly from Lamb of God. Up next, we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit. We're also going to get some music from Pantera, Megadeth, more with Randy. It's all coming up on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie, Randy Bly from Lamb of God on the show with us tonight. And Lamb of God will be in Europe this summer, a world away from Virginia. How does traveling translate into a source of creative inspiration?
For me, lyrically, it doesn't really much. I tend to write about things from a more domestic perspective, because that's really what I'm qualified to comment on, what's going on in my world. And, you know, although I pass through Europe and Asia and all that other stuff a lot, Australia, everywhere in the world except for Antarctica, I can't write a song really unless I have extensive experience with a place, you know. So I'm not going to write a song about France. You know, I'm just not. But as far as other forms of creativity, it's certainly, it's awesome for me as a photographer, you know, to go out and shoot different landscapes and different cultures, the way people live. I'm basically a street photographer. So I love going out on the street in Europe and shooting and just noticing the architectural differences, the way people carry themselves, the way people, their sort of social identity is a bit different in Europe. You know, I love the fact that everybody is, particularly in the warm weather, you know, eats outside. There's a cafe culture in Europe that's missing in America, because everything is so much closer there. You know, the population is more densely packed in Europe. There's not as much real estate. There's not as many strip malls, as it were. So people still live in the cities and still eat and drink and live on the street and the cafes and stuff. It's really cool. You see some interesting characters. And as a writer, you know, I'm always finding stories wherever I go, you know, and you see interesting characters. So, you know, on the music side, it doesn't really affect me lyrically, but as a photographer and as a writer, certainly it does.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Randy Bly from Lamb of God on the show with us tonight. Going to take a quick break. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from Soilwork, Volumes, and more with Randy. It's Full Metal Jackie, Randy Bly from Lamb of God on the show with us tonight. And let's talk about Sun Cult. It's something that Dez has developed with you. How do non-musical projects outside Lamb of God change your perspective of what's possible with the band?
I mean, Lamb of God is kind of on autopilot at this point. You know, we do what we do, and I'm not saying we don't put work into it, but, like, I pretty much know what's possible with Lamb of God. There's nothing really changes my perspective of that, honestly. As far as, like, other projects, I think it's good for people, at least for me. Some people are content to be the dude in the heavy metal band. I'm not, you know. That's not enough for me, because it's really a limiting art form for me. I like, musically, lyrically, everything, I can't express a lot of different things that are just as much a part of my life, if not more, than Lamb of God, in Lamb of God's music. Like, I'm not going to write a song about surfing. And for Lamb of God, I'm just not going to do it. We write kind of angry, socially conscious songs. And personal songs. That's it. I'm not going to write a song for my wife for Lamb of God. So, but I think it's good for people, at least for people like me, to be active in other arenas of their life, of their creative life, because if you just do the same thing over and over and over and over again, you get bored of it. At least I do. Some people are fine with just doing heavy metal. I'm not. I get bored of it pretty quickly. That's why I write and do photography. And now with Sun Cult, it's pretty cool, because it kind of brings in, it definitely brings in some of the heavy metal aspect of things. Dez and I are both surfers. He's been surfing a lot longer than I have. I've only been surfing like 5 or 6 years, and I started posting pictures on Instagram and stuff of surfing, and he was like, "Oh, you surf? We have to surf together." So we started surfing together, and you know, I knew he had the Sun Cult brand already started, and I was repping his shirts on stage and stuff. So after a while, he's like, "Dude, do you want to be a part of Sun Cult?" And I was like, "I kind of thought I already was." So they brought me on as a partner, and I help out with some design stuff, obviously, you know, spreading the word through my social media and you know, with some of my connections in the surf and skate world, we're going to put those clothes on some people's backs and stuff. But it's been a really awesome thing to, like, think about different designs and talk to Dez and his family, and we all go back and forth, and then take it to our artist, and all of a sudden you have this thing that was in your mind, and it's on a t-shirt, and it has, you know, nothing to do with your band. It's absolutely another creative outlet. And the surf culture, you know, there's a million surf brands like Billabong and Hurley and all that stuff, and they've been there forever. And we aren't that. We aren't trying to kind of take over the surf brand world or whatever, because it's its own thing. We're just for the darker people who go to the beach, the evil ones, you know? So it's a lot of fun because, you know, metalheads and punk rockers like the beach and surf too and skateboard and all that stuff. So that's kind of the audience we're going for. It's our sort of weird lifestyle, aggro beach, as it were. It's just been a lot of fun working on it with it.
Randy Bly is my guest on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Up next, we're going to be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also, we'll check out a new tune from Volumes. We'll have more with Randy. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. Randy Bly from Lamb of God is my guest on the show tonight. And we've been talking about the Ashes of the Wake 15th Anniversary Edition. Randy, your life has taken many turns, some dramatic ups and downs. What do you appreciate most about the way your life experiences have shaped you as a person?
Well, I haven't had a boring life, that's for sure. You know, I haven't led a safe life, you know. And that's, I don't know, that's just not for me. I like following my passions. But I guess, you know, overall, the most important thing to me over the years, it has shaped the way I am. It's come at a pretty high price, is the clarity that comes with sobriety. And that didn't happen, you know, overnight. I drank and partied for a long, long time. But it's been a hot minute since I've had any sort of mind-altering substance outside of coffee or e-cigarettes, even. I even quit regular cigarettes. And that just has provided a great deal of clarity to me about what's important in my life, you know, what's really, truly important. And I'm super grateful for that. And I'm super grateful I came to that clarity before all my shenanigans killed me, because, you know, every year I lose friends, particularly in this business, in the music industry. I lose friends to drugs and alcohol, and it's needless and it's foolish, and it's nothing romantic about it. You know, I hear about people that die young, you know, from drug overdoses or alcoholism or whatever, and then they, you know, they enter this sort of romantic mythos, you know, and it's a sad way to die. And those people would be a lot better off if they had lived, because who knows what else amazing art they would have created. And that very easily could have been me, you know. It should have been me many, many, many times, but somehow the fates decided it was not my time yet. So now here I am. I'm just grateful that I'm still alive and able to do a few different things in an artistic way, and it puts a roof over my head and, you know, provides me a pretty satisfying life. So I'm grateful.
Randy Bly with us. Lamb of God's Ashes of the Wake 15th Anniversary Edition is out. Pick it up. Randy, so great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Sure. Good to talk to you.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way, so stick around.